Do, 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 Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to Taylor Watch. Another episode coming to you live. Clowns on Parade. I was trying to think of like a clown song to like sing at the beginning of the show, but there really aren't many. And we're clowning. If you're watching the YouTube right now, you can see that we are in full gear. We have gotten we planned this in advance. We said if something bad, oh my god, I've got hair, I've got orange hair.
Oh my god,
you're
shedding.
I'm shedding from my wig. We said in advance, we said if something were to not happen after all of our clowning for whatever, not even specifically reputation or anything in general, that we would, in fact, do an episode, show up in our clown costumes. And here we are.
Yeah.
Clowny.
And it's
clown.
Deserving of so because
it's deserving, yeah.
We look like fools.
We look like fools.
And I feel like a fool.
Way. I feel like a fool. I feel like a fool. And I also feel like it's one of those things where it's like, I can't believe that I even let myself get so excited.
I know.
But. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Because you know what? I think that, yes, we have clowned so many times that we deserve to be wearing these outfits right now. But with this instance, I do believe that we've had a lot of lead up and a lot of quote unquote clues and things to, you know, connect back to whatever theories you want to be guessing and whatever, blah, blah, blah. All I'm saying is that this isn't the worst clowning we've ever done.
No, yeah.
So this clowning will, this just applies to us for all the clowns all together.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And also, I feel like, before we get into everything, I feel like I've been seeing so many comments about people being like, oh, like, I can't believe Taylor Nation did this to us. Like,
oh, no.
We all know that we all did this
we
to ourselves.
We did this to ourselves. Yeah, like, yes, we did Taylor this to ourselves.
Taylor didn't post anything.
Nothing.
And Taylor Nation, yeah, maybe sometimes they feed into it, but all these clues.
My nose!
Oh my God. It's because we're not clowning anymore.
Because we're not clowning, exactly.
All the clues, all the Easter eggs, everything, like, the fans are the reason why we all started to believe in it. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. And that, I think, too, is an important note when it comes to the clowning. And we're just having fun.
We're just having
fun. We're having a good time.
We're just having fun.
We've said that a million times on this show, so thank you to everybody who knows that we are just having fun with it. And so, yes, we are wearing our clown costumes. What a load of shit, huh, G?
I mean,
holy shit.
I'm honestly... Okay, gearing up for the event, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is going to happen, whatever.
Yeah.
The red carpet started. She didn't show up to the red carpet. I said, uh-oh.
Yep.
And then the show started, and I said, oh my God, this is the poop. The poop.
The poop
awards.
No, I've
this
never seen.
This is like
seen...
the fart awards. Like, literally every...
It was so bad.
Do you know
Gia.
Like what a Kia is on Twitter when everyone's like, oh, like this person's in the Kia asylum?
Like, spell it like Kia, like the car?
K-I-K-H-I-A.
No.
There's this pop artist, I guess, that was like, her name was Kia.
Sure.
And she was like cast into pop star ambiguity. Like they tried to push her so hard to be famous and she just never could.
She just never, okay.
So a Kia is somebody that's in similar fashion.
Uh-huh.
So people were saying like all of the stars at the American Music Awards were stuck in the Kia asylum because it's all these people that like the industry has been pushing on us to be
like,
famous.
Like poor Shaboozy.
Like Benson Boone.
And Benson Boone.
Yeah.
And
like
and
I like Shaboozy.
No, I love Shaboozy, but he's, you know, at this point, it's like,
but it
even
was like,
he was like, too, at this point, too famous to be there.
Shaboozy, I mean, he like, did you see that where he like made that face?
Yes.
Megan? Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. That was
me
awesome.
Me too.
But,
it was so funny.
But even, not even like with the stars, but like, it was like fucking James Charles. Like,
it was the
he
craziest?
Should be in jail.
No, James Charles should be in jail. and I used to be a sister. Hi, sisters.
Oh, no,
and
then, I love the sister squad.
Yeah, I love the sister squad until I wasn't. But
yeah.
The clientele was strange. The hosts were strange. But here's the thing, Gia. We called this last week, and this should have been, we should have put our noses down when we discovered that J-Lo was the host.
Yeah.
As soon as we discovered that, we said it last week, maybe it's a bootleg award. But I believe that we said in that same breath that because it seemed so bootleg that they wouldn't mind if Taylor completely took it over.
Right.
Maybe that was just my own fantasies like projecting, you know? And I did think with the mirror, the 5-26-25, the spin upside down, wave to you, whatever. Like I really thought with all of the collective evidence and the clowning that had made it mainstream again. Yeah. This is the a rare time where the clowning gets
hits the mainstream.
Hits the mainstream.
You know when like Francesca's texting us like, "Are we clowning?" Yes. Like that's when you know
we got Kevin Clancy being like, "We're all clowns today." It's like it made it past the locals.
Right, exactly.
To the locals. What's the
made it to the locals? Made it to the locals.
So it was really a night where I think that we all thought things were going to pop off, but as soon as she didn't show up to the carpet, I lost faith right away. I was like, "There's no way." But then here's something. Wait, say what you're going to say.
Are you going to talk about that video? Did you see?
Yes,
because I wanted paparazzi.
Yes, yeah. Because I want to talk also about the AMAs in general, which we should have known. They gave so many signs, and we didn't. You know what I mean? Like
never learned to read your mind.
Never learned to read my mind. Like literally, the most signs that we could have gotten that this was not going to be it. I think if you really were like digging deep, but I was living in that lavender haze.
I didn't know the ins and outs of the AMAs, and also
I forgot.
But she's been so many times.
Yes,
that I just didn't even bother to think about that. Yes. You know what I mean?
So. When it comes to the AMAs are basically they're owned by Billboard because they're owned by Penske now, which we've talked shit about them before, and the Hollywood Reporter. It's all under the
same Billboard.
Yeah, it's all under the same like family. So we know that as a Swiftie community, we generally have beef with Billboard and we have beef with the Hollywood Reporter because all they do is publish lies, and also Billboard, like they do weird things with their charting so they can get eyeballs on them, and we're not sure what kind of operation they're running over there at Billboard.
Right.
So I feel stupid because I knew that the AMAs and Billboard were in cahoots with each other. I completely forgot, or I chose to forget that, and that should have been our sign, because we know that like the Swifties and Taylor in general don't fuck with those kind of people that take advantage and use for clout. Oh no, my nose keeps falling off. Why? So I think that knowing that, that should have been the first sign.
Yeah.
But I guess there was a live stream going on Instagram. The Sun, it was the Sun's, which, you know, not a reliable source. We don't like the Sun either. They were doing an Instagram live of the red carpet, waiting for stars to show up. And right at the end of the carpet, there was one of the like photographers or reporters, whoever he is, was looking back at another reporter, photographer, whoever, and then said something on live being like, "Oh, she's not doing arrivals."
Yeah.
And people were like, who? And then everybody just, I guess, assumed they were saying Taylor Swift.
I kind of heard him say it, but I don't know if maybe I was just projecting.
Anything. Yeah, I listened and I couldn't hear it, but there were a couple of things I wasn't hearing. You know, we'll get back into the AMAs in a second, but her not showing up to the carpet is not the first time that she's not shown up to a carpet and then shown up to the awards themselves. But I do think that should have been our first sign.
Yeah.
If she was going to do something, if she was going to take over the show and like make it about some sort of announcement or drop or whatever, I think she would have been at the carpet.
Yeah.
People were saying like Taylor Nation was tweeting about the AMAs the other day and that was our sign. And she gave so many signs, you know, in the opposite way. And I think that we do have to remember that there's an element to advertising and they could have gotten a deal. Like,
it's also like kind of Taylor Nation's job to like push 100%. The award shows, you know what
but
I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I bet the AMA, you know, to be nominated at these awards and be included in these awards, like there's a give and take when it comes to publicity. And I think that if I'm Taylor Nation and I you know, I'm being told that I'm going to get some money to promote an award show, then I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do the minimum amount. So I'm not going to, they didn't say a word during the show last night.
Like, no, I know. That was crazy. They didn't tweet.
Which to me is an indicator of like, okay, they had a specific amount of posts. Because we know that from being at Barstool. Like that's how marketing works.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get an opportunity to do a certain amount of posts about a brand, whether you work with them usually or not. And I think artists, you know, it's usually a give and take when it comes to award shows. This time around, it was not.
You know, not even in the slightest.
So, you know, moving forward, AMAs, they're off the list.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I also
She hasn't been in years. Yeah. And the show also hasn't been on in years.
Yeah, I also, so. I didn't realize that the show hasn't been on since 2022.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, they showed their ass. Like, they showed the reason why it hasn't been on since fucking 2022.
It was brutal.
It was the worst
award show I've probably ever seen. And there are bits and pieces of it that were bad. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, that show sucked. One being that half the performances weren't actually live at the venue.
Gwen Stefani wasn't even there.
That video was crazy. It was a fake video. So clearly they like pre-recorded her performance with like a fake audience and then played it for the TV.
And like the whole stage was just black.
Blacked out. And people in the audience being like, she's not here.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Got that. We've got Benson Boone doing flips. It's like, of course.
Oh my God. I'm just so tired of Benson Boone being forced onto me. Like, stop showing me Benson fucking Boone. I can't handle him with his flips anymore. And his stupid humor, his like cringe humor. I just can't.
He like loves that. And I can't tell if like, does he love it or is he being told to do it or what? But I think that
he just has such Mormon energy.
Yeah. Like centering the whole show around him, which I feel like that's basically what they did. Who knows? And you know, what's also crazy is that they were just really deceitful in their advertising in general. Like, did you see the AMAs the day of? They were like working on the seating chart with like cupcakes and it had like Lady Gaga and Sabrina Carpenter and people who were nominated, but they made it seem as if they were going to be there. Like they just did a lot of,
what did they say, that only one out of all of like the best artist awards showed up, like only one of the nominated,
I think so,
people, like,
yeah, like no one showed up for the event, so they had to rework things. And then the event itself, they didn't show half the awards live.
Yeah, they didn't show any of the awards that were like, that had Taylor,
none of the big
besides
ones.
Like the collaboration, right?
Yeah So here's what I think, Gia. I think something happened. I think maybe this was like a big stand against the AMAs, against Billboard, against anything like that. Like, do you think? Like,
I don't know.
It seems like a statement. Like, all these people didn't show up to these awards suddenly. Cara Delevingne was a no-show. She was supposed to.
Yeah, the Cara Delevingne thing is interesting. She was supposed to present an award. I don't know.
Call Nikki Glaser.
If you think about it, like, Sabrina's super busy with her tour. Like, yes. Billie Eilish still on tour. Like, all these people, like, I don't know. I just feel like the AMAs just kind of...
Was Gracie there?
Nope.
She won something, though.
She won Best New Artist and sent a video.
To, like, not even Gracie be there?
Yeah. So I just feel like we maybe gave the AMAs too much clout.
Absolutely. Too much credit. Too much credit in general. We thought this was going to be, like, a resurgence, a big thing, an exciting thing. But I think that if I had let my brain... you know, dip into the holes that are in there with the information that Billboard and
I think we could have brought that up last week.
Like, I totally forgot. And, you know,
maybe it's kind of like both. Like, Taylor said that she wasn't going to come, so the AMAs like took it out on her, kind of like, we're going to like cut all the awards then if she's not going to show face. You know what I mean?
Could be
like,
that. Well, I think maybe they thought that she would show up. Maybe they thought that, like, I mean, I don't know. It's something else that we discovered is that despite the fact that all of the awards are quote unquote fan voted, the producers can still choose who to win based on like who's there. So,
which is crazy.
Even if Taylor Swift may have technically won every single award and they just didn't give it to her because she wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. But Taylor came out of it with zero awards.
Well, which
doesn't make any sense for fan voted awards, right?
It doesn't make any sense that she didn't win
even if
one
no one voted
award. It truly blows my mind because I feel like people were pushing it so much online to vote. But yeah, producer reserves the right to select the winners of the awards and may take into consideration the number of votes received by any nominee up until the time of interruption or cancellation of the voting process.
Yep.
So that's just so crazy. The fact that the producers can actually just pick who wins. So actually it's not fan voted. They're just lying.
Right. So again, I think we can now confidently say that the AMAs are the most bootleg award show in existence.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I would put it up there with I would put them hand in hand with iHeart.
With iHeart. But even iHeart at least is, they're good people. You know what I mean? Like they were kind to Taylor during the shift of music versus old music. They always promised they'd play Taylor's versions instead of the old versions as much as they could.
They had this
relationship, whatever. But yeah, Billboard, I mean, and AMAs, Hollywood Reporter, Penske, it's like we don't fuck with you anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. It's just like, it's really like, I'm so set. I feel like the attendees.
It was embarrassing.
It's like, she's not going to announce Reputation Taylor's version in front of fucking James
famous
Charles and Alex Earl. Like, no
Alex
offense
Earl,
to them.
Probably most famous guest there.
For sure.
I'd say.
Like, I feel like J-Lo, I feel like J-Lo is probably the most famous person.
Easily. But how about J-Lo? Ugh, I'm disappointed in J-Lo. For
the performance was so weird.
Her performance was terrible. I'll say it. And also the low-hanging fruit of making out with your dancers. What is this, the VMAs? 2009? Be fucking for real. Like, you're not Britney Spears. We made fun of Madonna when she did it a couple months ago. Yeah. We're going to make fun of J-Lo for doing the same thing. Like, that to me is like, what was the need for that, J-Lo? Like, I just don't. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't give you the shock value you think it does anymore. Like,
yeah,
I'm not like, whoa, holy shit, J-Lo made out with one of her female dancers. Like, again, that was shock and awe before everybody was gay. So it's like, what are you talking about? Like, we're not impressed by this, J-Lo. I don't know. Because that was
She looked good.
She looked good. And she always looks good. She's beautiful. And, you know, whatever. But, like, I just, what a strange
also
group.
Interesting that she did, like, a whole medley and stuff and didn't do a Taylor song.
Yes. Yeah, people were saying that too. Oh, wait. Something else people were saying that I didn't have the same experience, so I am not sure where it started. Mm. When they were revealing one of the categories, I don't even know which category it was, but Taylor Swift was in the category. Mm. It might have been Single of the Year or whatever, and Fortnite was nominated. And as they were listing off the artists, in the background, you can hear the people cheering from inside the venue. And I guess on the TV broadcast, they said that the cheers from the audience were muted and you couldn't hear them. And that was intentional. And why are they doing this? And whatever. I watched a clip from the TV broadcast and I could hear the cheering. So I'm not sure about that. Like, I don't think it's that deep.
No, I don't think it's that deep either. I don't know. At first I was like, oh shit, it does kind of sound. But then like at the tail end, like you can hear the cheers.
Yes.
And also for like some of the other artists, like it doesn't really sound like people were cheering that loud
anyways. No, I think it's like, I think the cheers were happening in real time and they were just like piping them in here and there. Like when you saw, there was a person taking a video from the audience of this exact scenario where we seemed to have gotten muted as Swifties or whatever. And it was the loudest cheer in the place.
Yeah.
So, but you have to remember, like, when you've got a live audience and you're piping in sound into a TV broadcast, like, that, I just can't see a world where they intentionally lowered. That seems crazy.
Yeah.
That seems crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? Even as a Swiftie, I want to hate everybody, but.
Right.
Let's be real.
That's why I feel like the whole, like, you know, the AMAs have like this beef and Taylor like have this beef, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't buy into that really.
I think that the beef, if there is beef, I think that the beef would be from the side of, again, aside from Taylor, just because of how Billboard has treated her in the past year.
Sure.
You know
for
what I'm
sure.
saying? Like, I just feel like there's been like, you know, we talk about this, how people will write the headlines to get the clicks, whether they're true or not. And they'll frame it in a way that sounds like shit talk. And, you know, it's this crusade I've been on for months talking about it. But I think that Billboard did that. And I think that, you know, I think it's completely reasonable for Taylor and all her friends to skip this show.
Yeah.
And that's something that, I wish I had remembered / looked that up beforehand, because I think I would have clowned way less.
Yeah.
You know,
I kind of was like, putting the fact that it's the AMAs like behind.
Me
I was
too.
Like, I'm just going to ignore the fact that it's that. I'm going to ignore. And I'm just going to focus on every single sign, because there's so many Easter eggs that people were pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, I mean, and I hate to even say this, but it's like,
like, well, what now?
What's going to happen? Like,
yeah,
what now? Literally,
yeah, yeah.
Like what's going to happen? What now? Like, are we ever going to get Reputation Taylor's version?
Who
like,
knows?
Obviously.
Or anything. I mean, people had me. I was like, oh, this will be the mirror of the Eras Tour documentary. We've got it. Just like so many things added up that it really made sense. Like, even right down to the clip of Taylor being like, can I hint at something 3 years in advance? And that was May 26, 2023. So, or whatever that was, 2022.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny. Like, so many things lined up for this. And I don't believe that there was some sort of conspiracy to like something was supposed to happen and then it all got canceled last second. That's
I just don't think it was supposed to happen last night.
Same.
And unfortunately, we just got.
We got.
And now, really, I'm not concerned, but I'm just like really. Just like what? Like what? Do you, like what's happened? Like I just don't. I'm confused. I guess
yes.
more is the word. I'm just very confused, and just maybe a little disappointed to see that nothing happened.
I'm sad. Yeah. That, I'm sad that we didn't have something to celebrate today, for sure. But, you know, whatever, I guess, moving forward.
We move on.
I think that from now on, you know, I'll always put my nose on when I'm feeling a little feisty. But I do think that it truly, to me, says there will be no explanation. There will only be reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's nothing to clown about. There's
I'm going to have to go to clowning rehab because.
Same. And it's going to be hard. I'm going to have to be walking in the streets, you know, black and white style, kicking the can down.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Hanging my head. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Can't believe I got my hopes up like this.
It's tragic. It really is.
And that's on us.
Yeah. It's literally our fault.
It's all completely on us. Right.
Because.
That's why it's funny, though.
Yeah. That's why it's funny, because it's no one's fault but our own as fans.
Yeah.
So that's why I as much as I can say, like, oh, I'm disappointed, whatever, like, it's my own fault. It's
totally
my own disappointment. So what are you going to do? I'm very confused and very curious about how the rest of the rollout for everything is going to go, because I just don't see a world where we get a new album before the re-releases. But who knows at this point, really?
Who knows? I feel like time is a flat circle. These are conversations we were having.
I know, right?
Before, like, TTPD conversations, right? We were having before, you know, Speak Now and 1989 announcements.
Right.
Like, it's just the
time. It's Taylor's world. We're all just living in it.
Exactly. Yeah. So we will stay on alert. And here's the thing: is that if and when eventually these things happen and we all get to celebrate and have a good time and whatever about it, then we'll be we'll be ready.
Right.
We're ready as fuck. And we've been ready. So
we've been ready for it.
Yeah. You can always come to us with your laments and your excitement. And when it happens, we will all celebrate. Oh my God. Can I just, here's the thing. Now we're going to do a ceremonial moment. And this is most exciting. This nose keeps falling off my nose. Ceremonial moment of.
Removing of the nose.
Removing of the nose. I am no longer clowning at this moment. So there it is. It will stay here. It won't stay on my nose, but the what comes from sadness sometimes is happiness, and with one door closing opens another, and I can't think of any more metaphors. But the good news is we do have something to celebrate today, which is the fact that our bestie, number one bestie on the pod, Pink Whitney.
Oh yes,
we finally have confirmation on a date and a place and a time for our Taylor Swift dance / listening party, whatever you want to call it. It will be June 11th.
Yay!
At Sweeties in the East Village in New York City. And it will be from 8 to 10.
Yes.
And there will be graphics online and everything. We'll all be able to see, with more details, address, et cetera, et cetera. But we needed that news.
I know, we needed that news. We really did. And there's
June 11th,
8 to 10 p.m. There's going to be giveaways.
Yep.
There's going to be fun drinks. Mm-hmm. There's going to be friendship bracelets. There's going to be all sorts of fun stuff. And just going to be a good time with your girlies, listening to Taylor Swift, have some drinks, and party all night.
It's going to be fantastic. And I just think that, it's something that we're all needing. You always want to go to a... Nothing's better than just like being in a room with a million Swifties screaming your brains out.
Right.
Like that's why we love the Eras Tour so much.
Right.
So this will just be like a very small scale version of the
Eras Tour. Yeah, and we can all just like scream out the pain of clowning.
Exactly.
And all the emotions we're feeling. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, it was funny because we were like, well, Kelly texted me. She was like, oh my God, like what if, you know, Reputation gets announced and like we have to change the date of our party? I was like, let's just... Wait.
I said, wait. I said, like, oh no, not me. I forget what I said. Like, not me worrying about, because we had the it doesn't matter. We had the June 11th date got planned like on the end of the week last week, after we had already recorded.
It comes out on June 13th.
Right.
So because
June 13th is a Friday and everyone was saying like, I got so caught up in the clowning that I was ready to like change the date of the party. Like I was like, if this happens, we'll wait and see. But if this happens, like we might have to change the date of the party. And I was dead fucking serious.
No, I mean like.
How crazy would it have been though if we had a party 2 days before like the rep release? Like
that would have been bad. Like it wouldn't have made sense. We'd have to wait until after it came out for sure.
Exactly. But like we said, we're no longer clowning. So June 11th is the date. We're very excited. Keep your eyes peeled again for all of the details about how to get in, how to show up.
Yeah.
It's just a free event.
Yeah,
like, it's not a ticketed event.
It's free. It's not ticketed. So just show up.
Yep.
We're going to also
bring your girls, bring your boys, bring anybody.
Bring anyone you want. Mm-hmm. Girls, boys, they, them, anyone.
Anyone you want.
Yeah. And we're also going to be doing a best dressed competition.
Yes, we will.
So make sure you guys are... coming in your finest evening wear. No, I'm kidding. No, just like whatever, a little Swiftie outfit. Yeah, something fun, something silly, something easy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's definitely going to be some prizes to win. So yes. It should be exciting.
Yes, yes, yes. And good prizes too. Not just not some bootleg bullshit from us.
Hell
for
no.
Real, for real prizes. So we're excited about that. That's going to be great. June 11th. Mark it on your calendars. Book your travel. Do whatever you got to do.
Yes.
Because
it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Which is annoying because it's a weekday, but that's why we did 8 to 10.
Yes, exactly. So, and that will be fun. And Wednesday night, listen, we're all young. We're all cool. We're all...
Right.
We can handle a hangover.
What's one Thursday hangover?
You can schedule a hangover on June 12th because June 11th is the day that we're gonna drink our faces off and scream Taylor. So we also will be making the playlist for the party, which is going to be great. So actually, I would love... Maybe we do like a, like if you have a reason you want, like, I don't know, like a requests, we'll have all the songs on there that you know that you guys like, but you know, maybe there's like a number one song. What could be like our biggest song of the night? You know what I mean? Like All Too Well 10 minute version or like what's something that you guys think we have to have at this party as like comment, a sing along.
Yeah. Comment and let us know. Definitely All Too Well 10 minute version.
Of course. Of course. Like songs that you cannot miss. Maybe even like a deep cut that, you know, maybe it wouldn't necessarily be on a regular Taylor Swift playlist, but we're gonna do it.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Did you have a breakup this week and you really want us to play like Happiness or something? Like we will, you know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Did you get into a fight with your friend? Like we'll play Mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. So whatever you're feeling, like we'll love to see that. And so we'll make that possible. But yeah, I'm pumped up about
Super
that.
Super pumped.
Huge thank you and shout out to Pink Whitney, our bestie on the pod.
We love them so much, and I'm so excited to try all the drinks that we create.
Yeah,
with
there's
them.
Gonna be a funky like specialty cocktail that we're gonna make with Pink Whitney.
I hope a few.
Yeah, we'll have to see about that. But, you know, we're going to name them all fun Taylor Swift names.
Yes.
Hopefully we're going to, you know, maybe have some friendship bracelets to be had for those who show up. And just exciting stuff.
Yeah, so very exciting.
Really pumped up. It's been a long time in the works. Hopefully
it
will be
a fabulous
night.
We can come to a city near you.
We'll be everywhere. We'll show up. We'll bring the party on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll be at the bar and we'll be screaming our lungs out as much as we can, which is what we're both very good at.
For sure.
Look forward to that and also keep your eyes peeled, like we said, for the details of the event.
Yeah. But before the party starts, before June 11th, just make sure you guys are drinking your Pink Whitney, getting ready, getting your Pink Whitney going, because there's so many different sizes of Pink Whitney to drink. There's the big boys, the little boys, the shot buckets. You know we're going to be rolling up to this party with a shot bucket. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to want to go to any party without the shot bucket. So make sure you guys are taking your shot with Pink Whitney.
Other than that, we did get a glimpse of Taylor this weekend.
Yes, she's Woo-hoo! Alive and well and rocking
and she's in
her folklore
Florida.
Hair.
I one
love
hell of a drug. West Palm.
And you want to know something that's really annoying?
What?
A while ago, I saw this Dumois post.
Oh.
Dumois bleep post
about of course, yeah. We don't
how...
Like
Taylor was in Boca because that's where Travis is. And like someone saw her like walking a dog or something, blah, blah, blah. And I said, Dumois doesn't know anything about Taylor. Like she's not in Florida, blah, blah, blah. Like literally a week later, like she's in Florida. I was like, okay, Dumois actually is right. But yeah, I guess she's been in Boca for a while.
Right. Like
while
a month,
Travis
people are
has
saying.
Been training.
There, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And also Don is down there now, right? Didn't
yes.
he? We know that
she's
from
been down there for a while, yeah.
Right. We know that
oh, right, yeah.
from the Mother's Day pod where they were mentioning Florida and how she's just been like, seems to be where she lives now. Maybe she's got like a vacation home there or like a winter home there or something. So she's been in Florida herself. They're in Florida. They went out to dinner.
Harry's West Palm.
Harry's at West Palm. Hold on, I got something in my eyeball.
That's like kind of near where my parents live.
Isn't that close to you guys?
Yeah, it's like a good spot. It's really
what kind of food, like tacos I thought I saw.
Yeah, well let me read this crazy fucking TMZ post. It was making me laugh so hard.
What was it like in depth
because,
of their order or
yes
something?
And
of course.
I take this with a grain of salt TMZ obviously this is their this. Order TMZ always does this and it was cracking me the fuck up. It said T-Swift and Travis ordered a feast built for king and queen of their respective industries, grabbing an endive salad, cacio e pepe pasta, lobster risotto, dry-aged burger, Dover sole, wagyu filet mignon,
what?
Garlic broccolini, and potato puree. And then it goes on to say, our sources say Taylor ate the Dover sole and picked at the lobster risotto, while Travis may be bulking in the off-season, crushing the wagyu filet, the dry-aged burger, and some of the cacio e pepe. They shared the other dishes. Travis eating a burger and a filet
is a little nuts.
It's crazy. Like,
I don't believe it.
He's obviously bulking up.
In my eye, so bad right now. Yeah, it's from like this wig. Hold on. Oh my god, it's never gonna. Sorry if people are weird about eyeballs. Don't look at the YouTube on this one. Touching my eyes. Hold on. Sorry. Ugh, it's just gonna be in there. Right, Travis ordering.
Like, I get he's bulking for a football
and a
season.
Filet and pasta. That's crazy.
It's crazy. But, like, he is, what, 6'5"? Like, true. He has to bulk up for football.
And to
like,
be fair, a filet is only, like, a 5
yeah,
ounce.
It's, like, 6 ounces, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just thought it was so funny. And they just blew up Travis's spot. They're like, oh, yeah, like, Taylor ate a little bit of the Dover sole. Meanwhile, Travis ate all
the lobster risotto. Like, she's yeah. just, oh, well, I'll just have a little taste.
And Travis ate the whole table. Have you ever seen that?
And Travis must be bulking up in the off season. What a fucked up way to say it.
Have you ever seen that Stephen A. Smith clip of him talking about Zion Williamson?
That's all I know.
That's a funny one too. But he's talking about Zion Williamson, and he plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. And he's like, Stephen A. Smith is like, I have chefs in New Orleans that tell me Zion will eat the table. He's so fat, he'll eat the table. I was like, that kind of reminds
Damn,
me
that's literally how
of
this
Travis.
Article
Travis
reads.
Will eat the table.
That's amazing.
So, so crazy. But also, like, who's sending that in to TMZ? Like,
well, that's
watching
be,
them so fucking instinct or so, like, intensely that right. you're noticing that everything that they ordered and what they ate. Like, it's so weird.
I hate that normally because it's like, obviously, you know, they're going to this restaurant. They're hoping for discretion at the very least, or at least just please don't, you know, this is it's personal, my order is personal,
like, yeah,
it's,
right, again,
nothing is wrong with having your dinner order people knowing your dinner order, like that's not crazy,
yeah,
it's like you know, but it is one of those things where it's like I don't want to have to go to a restaurant and then we're if say I'm you know I'm Taylor Swift, I don't want to have to go to a restaurant and think that much about what I'm ordering and eating because someone might be watching what
I know,
I'm ordering and eating, like,
I know.
That to me is like that sucks, like that's like a low-key trigger, like I hate it, you
yeah
know what I
no
mean?
Totally,
like, I don't like that at all,
like I don't want people to, yeah, like if I have a big day where I want to eat everything on the menu,
right,
like, and I'm gonna have people putting me like Travis, like poor mm-hmm. Travis just wants to eat his burgers, filet mignon,
yeah,
his Dover sole, his cacio-y
pepper. Let that big man eat what he wants. God damn,
it's
just
so
feels like
funny. I know, it's just a lot
for sure, but it is funny the way that they, you know, the way they're talking about it, I guess. And and yeah, so they had a lovely evening out.
Yes,
very happy to see them, happy to see them enjoying themselves.
Yes, I love
happy
when she rocks the folklore hair, folklore bangs,
me too.
Like the natural bangs.
Big time. Makes
so
me feel
cute.
Good about when my bangs are too long because
yeah.
that's how they look.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
ooh. Loved her outfit also.
So cute.
Little Doe-in moment.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. That's
so
like a poppin' brand right now, Doe-in.
It is.
Yeah.
And I believe she's worn it before.
Right. I think so too.
I'll have to look on her. Well, we haven't even looked. Well, she hasn't been out.
I know.
I was like, we haven't looked at our girl, our, you know, our Taylor Swift style.
There
checked
was, like,
up on her shit
I
in
just
a while.
Followed this other Taylor Swift. I just followed this other like
style person
style account. Yeah,
yeah.
On Twitter.
Oh, she hasn't posted in a really long time.
I know. I wonder where she went. Maybe she's hiding.
Maybe. Well, she was in that drama because people were like, they didn't like how she was talking about the fashion critiques or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I remember
but
that.
But she hasn't posted since May 19th. And even that before that, it was like May 6th. But Taylor's not been around. And also, to be fair, she never posts stuff. Like, she won't post a paparazzi photo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so maybe that was just, like, they're out to dinner and there wasn't really a pap walk and, like, whatever. But,
right.
Who knows?
I mean, it's just so, I'm just looking through tweets because I was trying to find if I could find the account. But, like, 40,000 people were on Tess's live stream
I know.
For the AMAs.
I saw that last night. That was so crazy.
Just waiting to see if something
was
going to
happen.
But, yeah.
She's got that good.
Oh, here we go.
She's got a great
it.
Audience for that.
What Taylor Swift wears. So she was wearing the Traveler top and Marcy skirt
okay.
in the In Poppy Field collection by Doe-in.
Cute.
And the bag was...
Wait, what's this new, what's this account?
What Taylor Wears.
What Taylor Wear.
Yeah. At What Taylor Wears. But she didn't say what the bag is. Oh, here we go. Balmain. Mini Anthem bag in leather.
Mm.
A nice little Balmain moment.
Love that. What
so
Taylor
slay.
Wears. Here we go. Wait, that's not...
What?
Sandra? Who? What Taylor Wears.
Yeah. It's just at What Taylor Wears.
Only one T?
Yep. Or no, two T's. What Taylor Wears. What the hell?
She's not coming up for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you're on. I was looking on Instagram.
Oh, oops, sorry. Yeah, on Twitter. Oops.
Got it.
What Taylor wears on X, should I say? Or Twitter, should I say? I don't know why I just called it X.
Yeah,
ew.
I was gonna say ew.
I know. That's my bad.
I see. Well, cool. I'll be honest. This looked like a picture of me. I have a picture very similar to this when I'm blacked out drunk.
Wait,
and
that's
I look
hilarious.
Just like that.
Well,
I was like, is that me? No, but I don't look like it. But I will find the photo
right,
for a split second
you thought.
Yeah, fun. Anyway, yeah, okay, well. so that's that. If you're looking for that outfit, yeah. Now you know what it is. Happy to see them out and about. Happy to see, proof of life. And that everything is fine, everything's great, and then everybody can just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, enjoying Memorial Day weekend in Florida.
Love
with
that.
With Travi.
Gorge.
Love. Must be hot down there.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But I guess it's still early in the season.
Right.
Where it wouldn't be like sweltering. It's the humidity in Florida that does it for me. It's just bad hair. Well, that's why she's got her hair in her football.
Yeah,
hair.
Yeah. So
you can't
cute.
Do your hair down there.
The hair and the bugs. Like,
the bugs
miss
are
miss me with the bugs down there.
The bugs are tough.
Yeah.
And that does suck. But yeah, so they're out and about, hanging out, doing their thing. Happy about that. We got Donna Kelsey liking paparazzi photos of them.
Yeah, very
that was
cute.
Funny on Instagram. So all is well, it seems. And that was probably our sign that Taylor wasn't going to be at the AMAs.
Yeah.
She was out to dinner. And it was Friday night, right?
Yeah.
I believe Friday night in Florida. And the award show was Monday. And yeah, sure, that's enough time to get back and forth. But if I'm lounging on a Friday in Florida, I'm probably not going to get a spray
booking
tan.
Booking it back
and
to Vegas. Yeah, right.
Not going to happen. There were a lot of people running around being like, Taylor Swift's jet just landed in Vegas, blah, blah, blah. We got to stop tracking the jets, y'all. Don't look at the jets.
It's just crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, it's just not that deep. Like,
no.
Nothing is worth stalking.
No, it's right.
It's legitimately stalking.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So.
It's stalking, yes. Yeah. No need for that. We don't know what's what, who's what, anything. So just, whatever.
Yeah, and also, we don't know if she's on the plane. Like, you don't know anything.
You don't know what's
going
on. I
really don't like that.
Neither do I. I hate it. But yeah, so that's all I would say as far as, clown AMA's Taylor news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unfortunately,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I wish that there were more. We did have a little end of week snafu, would we call it?
Yeah, I guess you could say a little
snafu,
tiff.
A little tiff, a little beef, a little something thrust upon us against our will over at the end of the week.
Emphasis
on against our will. There's another Swifty creator, which again, we won't speak on his name. We were asked not to, and I won't. But another Swifty creator decided to. And again, I'm not sure if he decided to do this based on himself and he saw it himself or someone
no,
sent
he
it to
said
him.
No, he claimed that someone sent it to him.
All right. Well, here's my issue with that is I think that we were having a discussion last week about the Taylor's versions and whether or not the publication of, specifically Twitter, I was using it as an example, and them, quote-unquote, celebrating the milestones of these other albums was propaganda or not, which I still am in the camp of it, and I know that people don't, you can either believe me or not. I think that there's too much that I see to believe that there isn't at least a little bit of it involved. But that's, again, my personal thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But the messaging behind the conversation, I think, got lost in there was, at least on my side, which was more of if I'm acting and trying to respect Taylor, I don't like the idea of being like, well, this music is better than this music.
Yeah.
I just don't like that conversation.
Right.
And I think that's okay.
That's fair.
Take to have.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fine. I think it's disrespectful to go on and on about how, she tries harder on this than she did on that. She didn't put any effort into this, whatever.
It's kind of the same.
It's a weird thing to say.
It's kind of the same energy as when we get mad at someone post like Lord's random friend that was like Taylor Swift sucks and doesn't deserve it.
Why
post a negative opinion for no reason,
yes.
Especially if you claim to be a fan.
For sure. So that was the conversation we were having. And in that conversation, I referenced another Taylor Swift creator who also gets shit online the same way that we do.
Yeah.
Specifically Twitter. Again, I'm only talking about Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
In this instance. And we had talked about him a few weeks ago saying I didn't know who he was and I asked and I thought that we said really nice things about him at that time.
So did I.
One and only time that we ever spoke about him before that I can remember.
It was literally, it was
positive.
This person was acting as if we talk about him every episode. We talked about him once for 2 minutes and then once as a 30 second example.
Yeah. And again, the only reason he was used as an example is because he posted, was one of those people that posted like, well, the new version
of Look What You Made Me Do is botched.
And then he says things like, it's undeniable that she did more work on this than this. And I just think when you're saying something with such conviction, then you better have she better have called you up and said, yeah, I really phoned in on this. Like, you can't be, I don't know. I disagree with that attitude going into the versions or whatever. I'm also not going to sit here and pretend I'm some sort of like, you know, perfect pitch music critic that I need to be like, oh man, the sounds are just so different. I couldn't possibly listen to the new. It's just like, that to me is, you're a fucking brat. If you feel like that is just what needs to happen, like, relax, you know, that's how I feel in general about those thoughts. People have their opinions all day long. People can criticize whoever they want. That's all fine. When referencing people that we were talking about, like I said, I referenced this guy and I said that guy everybody hates because I previously had said this guy gets a lot of shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
As do we.
Yeah.
And who is he? And what's his whole deal? And you explained it. We moved on from it. I referenced him in that clip being like, that guy everybody hates, because we had talked about him in that way before you corrected me on it. And that was that. Didn't think anything of it. Makes a 5+ minute video about how we aren't real fans.
Have to keep his name out of his mouth. We're not real fans. We work at Barstool.
The Barstool thing is where I really was like,
it's just so annoying.
Play the hits, y'all.
Like,
play
the literally
hits.
Like,
clearly you don't know who we are. Yeah. You don't know what we talk about. You don't know our how we talk about Taylor. You don't know what the pod is about.
Dave got a letter from Taylor Swift.
That's what I'm saying. Taylor loves Dave. Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God. It's very frustrating to have to like defend working at Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
Like, it's annoying. And you guys know us, and you know that we're not pieces of shit. And you also know that the people we work with are not pieces of shit. And I just think that it's unfair to like cast this upon everybody here and upon us specifically.
Yeah.
Being
and
so
then,
real.
And then he went on to like do like a, I didn't even watch the full thing. I didn't even know that he called us a ghoul and
a
beast.
I didn't until you posted about it. And then I went back and I watched the whole thing.
Because
I'll be honest.
Somebody DM'd me and was like, oh, I can't believe he's like calling you guys names. I was like, I didn't even watch the full thing. Because once he started getting into like his opinion on the re-records.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, okay, he clearly got the wrong idea because we were not talking about you.
Not even close.
And we don't care about your opinions on the re-records.
Right.
We were using you as an example because you posted that you didn't like a song. Mm-hmm. So like we can reference that if we want to. And it's like going into this rant about it, the re-records. Baby, no one asked for your opinion on the re-records.
No one asked your thoughts. Also, in the thing, he was like, I bet these girls don't even know that this isn't the first time that we heard it. It's like, girl, you're not the first person to... Swift fan to ever exist. Like, I don't, and we literally said this isn't the first time. It was in the Tom Brady documentary, the Dynasty thing. We said it's like,
at the end of the day,
it's
like,
frustrating.
He clearly thinks that he has some moral superiority, some actual superiority over us because he has more followers. I don't know, because he's
on
this
YouTube alone.
He's on this sold out break worldwide tour. Like,
that's wonderful. Attend.
Don't use us to promote your tour. Like, don't push us down, bring us down, bragging our faces about how you're doing this tour as promotion. Like, that's just really lame.
At the end of the day, Gia, that's what this was. And that's, I think, why I'm so disappointed. If someone's knocking on this door, I'm going to punch
them in the
face.
I just don't understand.
Sorry.
Like, we have the room.
It's Pat Bev.
Oh, my God.
It's always Pat Bev. You're in the radio room, babe. Anyway. Regardless, I think where I started to really get upset about it, and I was upset. Like, I'm not going to pretend I wasn't upset or furious.
I tried to DM him, too. Like, I tried to DM.
I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do this all
He commented
offline,
on our,
off.
Yeah. He commented on our YouTube page, and I was confused. You sent me that, and
I was like,
we
didn't even talk about you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, we literally talked about you for
I didn't even remember referencing his specific post.
Yeah,
I didn't remember referencing it. And again, there's nothing malicious behind it. I casually said, in like as a callback to what we had been talking about. And again, everyone knew what we were talking about. Like, that wasn't me being like spreading hate. That was I hate that narrative of it. Now it's like these girls spread hate. No, we don't. Like, don't fucking. We're
this guy's coming after us for like the way that we look. Like, it's just
He called us a ghoul and a beast.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, if we're being silly, sure. But you don't know us like that. You can't you can't call me a ghoul. You don't know me like that.
No, you don't know me like that at all. And like,
and I don't care to know you.
Why
at all
are you as
anymore?
A man talking about us? Like, our looks.
Yeah, how about you watch your fucking mouth? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. The whole thing rubbed me the wrong way, and I was really upset. Gia posted a video explaining it, which I appreciate you explaining that, explaining the breakdown in the video, because I...
Yeah. Like, it was an argument between us.
Completely.
Yeah.
And if I had... And I didn't see it Friday night, whenever it got posted. I didn't see it, and thank fucking God, because by the time I saw it, things had kind of moved on.
Yeah.
And I've got a short temper and a hot head.
I know.
And it's like there is nothing more than I want to do and then bitch somebody out online. And I love doing that. And I just this time around was like, this is so fake that I can't even do it.
Yeah.
It's very clear that this is promo for the tour.
Yeah.
So then I think right now, congratulations on this tour. It's like Evolution of a Snake is the name of the tour.
Okay.
I think that's the name of his podcast as well. I don't even know what it is. And there are still tickets available. He said it's a sold out show. I looked. If you're in New York City, there's still tickets available for their Brooklyn show. And I wish them all the best moving forward.
Good luck.
Again, nothing to do with any. We don't. And please don't talk about us anymore.
Yeah.
Like I went back. There was people DMing me, which I rarely go in the DMs these days because it's toxic. But I will see some. And there have been people messaging us. They've been talking shit about us.
He talked about us first.
Which I never saw.
So
I
annoying.
Never even saw it. I don't know anything about it.
He talked about us. Sending us he stuff. Talked about us first on his Patreon.
When
someone
was that?
Someone
for
told
what?
Me because when
someone
we
someone told me too in like yeah, April. Yeah. It was like April.
He said the same things, you know, Barstool are fake Swifties. We're not we're only using Taylor for clout because of the tour. And
was it like why do you bring that up?
I have no idea. And then all of a sudden, when we talked about him that first time, someone DM'd me and they were like, just want to let you know, like, he has talked about you guys before.
Wow. Okay. So then really, what's the fucking, so then stop again.
It's just frustrating
don't
because.
Don't use us for
yes,
promotion.
That's the.
Without being our friend. Like, if you're our friend,
and that's
I will
the annoying thing too.
Friends.
Like, people were commenting like, oh man, like, I wish you guys would get along. Like, I like both of you guys.
Sure.
And I feel like I said this before. I was like, I kind of share some of the same opinions with him. And
you
that's
did say it.
That's why I tried to DM him mm-hmm. on Instagram to like figure it all out. He just didn't answer. And then I DM'd him after the YouTube comment.
Yeah.
And then he went on to post the video. It's like, just answer my DM. We can solve this behind the scenes. Like, it doesn't have to be this the whole thing. He clearly, his intentions behind it were to bring us down, to lift him up. And at the end of the day, if you want to fuck with someone like that, you can fuck with someone like that. Good luck to him and his tour. I hope he has fun.
If a man talks shit, me owe him nothing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But again, this is not a declaration of war. It is very much a, okay, well, I don't fuck with you guys.
Yeah,
like,
I just
now,
I,
we can't be friends now.
Yeah.
I don't have respect.
I don't think he wants to be friends with us anyway, so that's fine. Like,
and
let's
that's
just,
fine.
Yeah, let's move on.
It's just it's enough.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you wanna go to the tour, go ahead, check it out. He says it's sold out, but it's not. So go ahead, get tickets for the last minute shows.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It sounds great. But yes, that did in fact ruin my weekend, Gia, for like, I would say about 12 to 20 hours.
Yeah, it really, like,
I was upset.
I was super upset.
Yeah.
I was at dinner with TJ, like, our first, like, night, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I see this thing at dinner. Like, he's like, get off your phone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I literally, like, it's eating my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to go make a video about this
or
I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah,
I was like, is the bathroom stall like a single stall? He goes, yeah. I just
and you're like, it's time. Now it's time.
I have to go. Because it was eating at me so bad.
Of course.
And I hate that. And I hate like when all the comments start flooding in, like, mm-hmm. you guys suck. You guys are this. You guys mm-hmm. are that. It stinks. And I felt like it was kind of undeserved. And
I agree. I couldn't agree more. It was,
so I honestly just...
Yeah, it was just unnecessary.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so apart from all that, yes, I went up, had a last minute upstate retreat, which was lovely.
Upstate New York?
Yes.
Love.
I stayed in Kingston, near Woodstock.
Ooh.
So went for just like Friday, Saturday, came back Sunday. It was really nice, last second. Needed to get the fuck out of the city.
Yeah.
We've had a strange week. I would say.
For sure.
None of it we can talk about.
Yeah.
And that's all we can say.
Yeah.
We've had a strange week, but ooh, man, when I saw that video, all I wanted to do was talk about.
Kelly, in the video,
ooh,
when I was like,
you guys would be so proud of us.
In my response video, when I was like, Taylor wrote Dave a letter, and I said, and there's other things that I really want to talk. It's like, and there's other things.
Yeah, which we can't talk about.
Yeah.
And we won't talk about, but it is, yeah, it was just an eventful weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, going off of that, something that I realized that we didn't touch on, and we there's not much to talk about, but I do think it's important that we bring it up because I want my message to come across, is the fact that on, I believe it was Friday morning, there was a flurry of news reports that Shamrock Capital, which is the company that owns Taylor Swift's masters currently, is now open to selling them back to her for $600 million to a billion. which I think is the most disrespectful
it's so
thing
disrespectful
that they could possibly do.
It's so disrespectful. It's so just like it clearly shows that they were losing money. They like it, the deal didn't work out and benefit to them.
Of course.
So to try to sell them back to her for like 10 times the price. That also shows that clearly they weren't making enough money, and it just—it's just, yeah, the disrespect is crazy, and to think that she would do that. Clearly, you had no idea what you were doing buying it from her in the first place. You know
completely,
what I mean? Like,
completely. And again, there's bits and pieces to that. There's the, you know, the villains of it all, the vigilante shit of it all. We don't no need to say Voldemort's name.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah, no need to say his name. You guys know who we're talking about. You know, he sent me a DM once, but that's the. The catalyst behind it, and that's how it was presented by these media outlets. And it, to me, was presented as, oh, look, the good guys want to give it back to her for this small, small price. And look, we want Taylor to own her music. We want all this. No need for the drama. Like, that was the tone. And that pissed me off because, again, that falls right into my category of, like, using these outlets to write the narrative that people will then say, like, oh, well, what's she bitching about? Why is she doing these re-records? Because what does it matter? She can just get it all back. She's rich, isn't she? Like, what is it to her? Blah, blah, blah. It's not about the fucking money, and it's never
been about the money. Yeah.
And that is what people don't want to, people, and I say the people that are like exchanging hands with money concerning her masters. That's what they'll never understand.
I would be shocked if she went through with that deal. Like, really shocked.
Not now. I think that, like, and not at that price. I think one day. So Share My Capital, I did a little research. Share My Capital does appear to be owned by the Disney family. Roy Disney himself, like that family estate owns Share My Capital, which to me is interesting because obviously Taylor has deals with
Disney.
Disney and in general with the Eras Tour and beyond. But so I do think that one day maybe we can bring all these masters home.
Right.
That would be nice. But whatever this price is right now, whatever kind of pressure they're trying to put on her
and
to do it
in the middle of, like, you know, we still have two albums. Yep. Like, I think they knew exactly what they were doing during the timing of it all.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I just feel like it was all just like a ploy to make them look like the good guys and all
shady,
of it.
Shady, shady stuff.
Wait, you're like too little too late.
100%. And yeah, the price is disrespectful.
The price was so disrespectful. It's just so, it's crazy. Just so crazy to me that they think, and especially after, like, you know, all the reports and stuff of her making so much money from the Eras Tour, like, they clearly, like, know she has the money. So they're like, oh, we're going to price gouge this. I mean, obviously, no, it's worth that money. It's worth the amount. But, like, obviously.
No, but here's the thing. Like,
I was thinking that. Like,
with the re-records,
like, Justin Bieber, like, he sold his for like $200 million, and like he has like hits, and like obviously not as many as Taylor, and like not the discography as Taylor, but like $200 million. And I forget what Katy Perry was around there too, like maybe.
The reports I was seeing were
a billion is fucking crazy.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Really. Again, like, it's super super outrageous to even suggest.
Yeah.
In my opinion, but. Originally the masters were sold to Shamrock for $300 million. And so then that's how much they paid for it. So in my head, you know, of course you want to make double on your investment. You want to lose money on your investment. But I think with buying those masters and everything that went down after that, as much as people maybe want to think that, oh, it doesn't matter, this, the re-records, this, that, whatever. I do think that, like, listening to the re-records shows a level of solidarity for her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course these other things are still making money. And of course Taylor is still making money on her old versions, but it's not the same amount of money as she would be making now. And again, it's not about the money. It's a respect thing. Those versions don't belong to her anymore at this time. So she doesn't feel good about that.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, how many clips can she put out talking about it? We read that whole thing, the reminder of why she started doing the re-records in the first place and the integrity that she feels about it. And, you know, I feel like we totally have her back on that. Like, it's just that what a crazy thing to suggest.
It's just
by them.
It also just, like, totally puts like an alarm over their head that, like, the investment didn't work.
Yep.
And that the whole re-recording process did play out the way that she hoped it would.
Yep.
And, like, the fans really showed out and all that stuff. And, like, if anything, maybe hopefully it inspires other artists. And I feel like if anything, it just showed, like, Taylor's plan worked all along.
Completely. And wow, what a surprise. Taylor Swift is right.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
The sky is blue. The grass is green.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that I never have a worry about Taylor Swift and the person that she is, because I truly believe that she is a good guy. I truly believe that she has that integrity. She has that like morality to her.
Yeah.
She's not some money hungry pop star.
Yeah.
She cares about art. She cares about music. She cares about people. She cares about fans. And that's basically it.
You know? 1,000%.
Yes. Yeah. She's got a couple houses. Who gives a fuck? Like, she's not, that's not what she's in it for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just think that, whatever happens in the future with the re-records, et cetera, et cetera, and the old versions, whatever, I know that Voldemort will not be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe, yeah, maybe one day all will be right in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
But until
maybe
then,
I would be confused if she's decided to buy them back before doing Taylor Swift and Reputation.
I totally agree.
And Reputation.
In my head, they're already done. So that's why it's like maybe this, I don't know, who knows if there's, what the holdups are. Another question that, burning questions that we have. Like, what's the holdup? But I would think that if at one point Sharemont Capital is no longer, the sale will no longer benefit Voldemort or anybody else other than Taylor, and they could come to an agreement, maybe even a shared agreement, something. I'm sure down the line they could possibly work something out. But as it stands, I can't see a world where she's doing that.
Yeah, so, agreed.
You know, Taylor's versions it is.
Yep.
In the meantime. And I just can't believe that's like being framed as like, oh, look, have them back. You just take just a little $1 billion.
Yeah.
Write us $1 billion check. And then and then he'll never see us again. It's just like, shut the fuck up.
So lame.
So rude.
Yeah,
so
it
horrible.
Is rude.
So horrible. But anyway, so apart from all that, again, we had a crazy weekend, crazy week last week. But we're back. We're on it. We clowned, we lost, and we will build ourselves back up.
Yep. We are resilient. We will keep pushing forward, keep pushing on.
Mm-hmm.
Till we can't anymore.
Till we can't anymore. We're gonna do it. You know, if I don't even have words. I'll clown until I'm in the ground. How
yeah,
about that? I'll clown until I'm in the ground. And so that's.
I love that.
Yeah, thanks.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Other exciting things, non-Taylor related. I wanted to give a shout out to for real.
Itchy.
It's itchy as fuck.
I'm gonna take mine off.
I'm not touching it because of my where I have my bangs. New show that I wanted to give a shout out to. Actually, two new shows that I wanted to give a shout out to. One is Overcompensating.
Yes.
The Benny Drama and Mary Beth Barone.
Yeah.
They have a podcast together, but also
Ride.
Benny Drama. Yes. Benny Drama, of course, is like so famous on
TikTok
and Instagram for his skit videos. And he's also an actor.
Yeah.
And just like outside of Instagram, for real, he's an actor. And he and I believe Mary Beth also helped. Wrote this show called Overcompensating.
Yeah.
And I think there's like 8 or 9 episodes, yeah, something like that.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Maybe one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
So fucking funny.
So hilarious. So like quick.
Yeah.
Sharp, funny, realistic.
Yeah.
Like it's just so good. And if you're my age, if you're 34.
It's like campy, but also realistic.
Extremely. Yeah. So if you're my age, especially, you'll love it.
Because yeah, I feel like.
Because Benny is my age. So all of the music references, or I think he's either a year younger or older than me, but all of the music references and like the time that it's about this guy, Benny Drama, is in the show. He mm-hmm. goes to college and it happens to be his sister's college. His sister's played by Mary Beth. And he is gay, but it's like.
He's in the closet.
He's in the closet.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, but it goes on and on about, it's just, it's very funny. Experience
very
about
funny.
Him going to college. It's also about this other girl who goes to college, who's, you know, going through a tough time. And so it's all these, a handful of people's like experience in college. And it's just very, very funny. And I just wanted to give them a huge shout.
Huge shout out. Really
it's
funny.
So good.
Shout
it
out to that girl, the blonde girl, the friend, the roommate.
Oh my God.
She's
so
fucking
hilarious.
Funny. She's
Her timing
so,
is so
Oh my
good.
Gosh. She's so yes. funny. She's like, is your brother hot?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, oh, he's dead. He's like, oh, that's really annoying. I don't like that at all.
yeah. Like, what a bummer. We're getting ready to go out.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you bring that up?
Yeah. So funny.
Hilarious. Just like very, very funny.
Yeah, the humor is very relatable. Yes. And it's just like, I always love it. And like, I say this with Hacks too. Like, I love a show where they
so
do
good.
Like modern humor correctly.
Yes.
And Overcompensating definitely
I think
is on that list.
I think Overcompensating... I want to say it's the Hacks, people from Hacks as well.
I'm sure.
I think that they're like friends and they worked on it. Oh, and you know what else? The whole reason I wanted to shout out the show is because Charlie XCX plays like a major part of it. Like, there's like a whole storyline where she's like, whole episode where she's in it.
Yeah.
And she was awesome. She was very funny.
She was funny.
And she did a great job. She's friends with Benny Drama. She's friends with those people. And so Benito Skinner is his real name. Yeah. I just keep calling him Benny Drama. But
also, like, Bowen Yang is a guest star in it.
Matt Rogers is in it.
Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan. Connie Britton is his mom.
Yeah. 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 It's a star studded cast. Yeah. Like, it's a really, really funny show.
It's really funny.
Charlie XCX was in it. And I was seriously cracking the fuck up at her. And I loved her, like, there were some jokes that she was making that I was like, this is a good level of self-awareness that I always hoped Charlie had. Yeah. I was worried that she had lost.
Right.
So I'm happy to see it the way that it is. And I'm willing to take away some of my shit talk of Charlie in the past.
Yeah, she was really funny. Did you see that they also mentioned Barstool?
Yes, which is why, which solidified it as like the funniest show in existence. Like, I
was like, oh!
No, it was so funny.
You're like, bro, like, you're on the cover of Barstool.
No, it was like, he comes, at one point he's coming out, he's like, dude, like, you know, we're in the clear, like, she's been getting hit up by all these media outlets and they love what we did. And the guy's like, no shit, Barstool?
Yeah, and the guy's
like, one could only hope. It's bucket list shit, man. Yeah. I was dying. Yeah. Absolutely dying. And I wonder, I wouldn't say none, but I can imagine that maybe some people haven't seen it yet. It also just came out. But we'll have to bring that up outside and see if they've seen it.
Because really funny.
I think what an honor to be in that show.
Oh, for sure.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Obviously,
and like,
the Barstool Instagram is...
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it hit it right on the nose.
Exactly, yeah. People are so confused. I think, like, people know Barstool in so many different ways that nobody actually knows what it is. Like, a lot of people just think it's like an Instagram account that posts, that reposts videos. Like, that's... the least of what
right,
it is,
right.
You know what I mean? But in that context, it's very funny. So love it, love them.
Shout out.
Give them a shout out. And I also wanted to shout out, in the same breath, the Charlie XCX, the newer song, Party On You, Party For You.
Party For You?
Party For You. I love that song.
It's an old song.
Oh, is it old?
Yeah. It came out
maybe I'm thinking about the new. I love Party For You.
Oh.
But then she has another new one that has like a black and white cover. It looks like Brat, but it's like new.
Oh, I don't know. She came out with a new song?
How I'm Feeling Now.
Yeah, that album came out in 2020.
Yeah, maybe she just ran it back and...
It started getting really popular on TikTok, Party For You. And
maybe
then
that's
she
what it
released
is.
A music video for it, like, maybe last week or 2 weeks
okay,
ago.
Okay. Yes, that's what... I saw the music video where she's tearing down the Brat.
Yes, that's Party For You.
Got
but it.
It
just, so like, it had a resurgence.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it did because I didn't know it.
Yeah, neither did I.
I didn't know her album in 2020. I just didn't know it. And but the video I thought was really... vulnerable and powerful.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I hope that's more my speed. So I think that, like, if her next album, whatever comes out next, is like in that vein or with that vibe, then I'm gonna love it. So
yeah,
the video is really good. Definitely watch the video.
I really like that song.
It made me cry a little bit watching the video. Like,
yeah,
it was really emotional.
I liked how it was kind of like, yeah, self, like, because it was an old song. She's like looking back at like the journey of like where she got to now. Yeah, I really liked it.
She's ripping down like the Brat, like, you know, which love that again. Love it. Just good stuff.
Yeah.
Other show I wanted to shout out was Sirens. Have you watched that yet?
No, but I've heard about it with Millie Alcock.
Millie Alcock and
Megan Fahey.
Megan Fahey, yeah. And Julianne Moore.
Love
and
Julie.
And Kevin Bacon. And it is excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent show.
I just watched it yesterday.
Great cast. Really good show.
I thought it was about
sisters.
Mermaids.
No, it's Sirens, like Greek, like Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Sirens. Sirens are...
they like lure you into the sea.
Yeah, they lure you
either
into the sea or just lure you like into their orbit.
Right.
Like, that's their whole thing. It's like sirens will, you know, they'll, whatever it's called, manipulate
entrance
you into doing what you,
you
want.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good way to say it. So the show is really good. It's a little bit of like murder mystery, kind of, and not really. It's like, you know, it's about these two sisters, Millie Alcott and
Megan Fahey,
are sisters. And, you know, they've had like a crazy life and now they're like hanging out with all these rich people. So it's a really, really good show that I just watched. And that's it. That's all I'll say about that. I just wanted to shout out them.
Shout out that show.
Another more shouts to the people casting the Harry Potter series.
Yeah. Wow. The new trio has been officially been cast, which is so exciting.
The big three
Hermione,
have been cast.
Ron, and Harry.
Hermione,
and they're
Ron,
so cute. I want to squeeze Ron's cheeks.
They are adorable and it's perfect, I think. I also, it's like, really good casting. Their names are, we've got Arabella Stanton is Hermione Granger. She played Matilda on, like, London Broadway.
Oh, I'm love not sure that. What
London Broadway is. Is it still Broadway?
I think so, yeah.
She played Matilda for a while. Love. So people love her for that. Dominic McLaughlin is Harry Potter, and Alistair Stout is Ron Weasley.
Oh, they're so cute.
I love that.
It really reminded me, like, how young they really are when they started. Like, they're just little babies.
I'll say this. The Ron is great. He's got red hair. The Hermione's great. She's got brown frizzy hair. Yep. The Harry is freaking me out how good of a casting job it is.
It's crazy. Like, he might as well be Daniel Radcliffe 2.0.
I was writing a blog about it. I said he might as well be his son or his younger brother or something. They look identical.
This kid, it looks like he has natural blue eyes, at least.
Well, no. This kid has green eyes.
Oh, green eyes.
This picture is not doing justice. Oh. I looked on my thing, which I said, if real Potterheads know that... Harry Potter is supposed to have green eyes. And Daniel Radcliffe had blue.
He had to wear contacts, right?
No, he just had blue eyes. Oh. Which they messed with the lighting in the first couple of movies to make it seem like he had green eyes, but then they gave up on it later in the series. But for those who have read the books, all they fucking talk about are Harry's green eyes. And it's just like the thing. So when the movies came out, it was like the first thing people were like, well, his eyes aren't even green. It was like, you know, they'll complain about anything if it isn't exactly like the book. But I will say that this kid has green eyes, and that to me alone was like, okay, so they what a detail that they've heard.
Right.
And we'll see how.
I mean, it's a super important casting. The Harry Potter fans are as diehard come.
Yep.
And I feel like there was so much that was left out of the movies that people were like, either fucking ace the show or scrap it. Mm-hmm. So they have big, big, big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. And we wish them the best of luck. 2026, it'll come out. So we still have a lot of time. They're still filming, you know, and they're announcing the cast slowly. And I just think I'm really excited. I think it's going to be good.
So excited.
I think that
with the show, you just have so much more time. So you have so much more that you can add in that I feel like the movies missed out on. Like, one of my biggest gripes with the movies, I feel like, is like Ginny's character. I feel like Ginny's character is just like so underdeveloped.
Absolutely.
So I'm really hoping that she can have more of like a stronger role in the series, and like just like little things that they left out. You know what I mean? I just
not
feel
even
like
little things. They left out the entire house elves like plot line.
Right.
There's an entire plot line about the house elves. They go to the kitchens. They meet them all. There's a movement. Hermione's trying to petition for them to have freedom. Like, there's this whole subplot that they left out. They left out most of the shit that happened in the Goblet of Fire at the Quidditch World Cup. They left out like the whole St. Mungo's part of the, like, for these are, again, if you're a book person, you know, these things have been left out. So I think that having a season per book is perfect.
Yeah.
And 8 hours is certainly enough time to break down. And I'm sure like Sorcerer's Stone probably only needs 6. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, not every season needs 10
episodes.
10 episodes. But the longer books, the bigger books towards the end of the series definitely do.
Yeah. I just feel like any time that people are adapting a series into on screen, it should be a show.
Absolutely.
If you want your fans to be like fully happy with anything and not like have to, you know, leave things out, I think if it's just a single book, doing that as a movie makes total sense.
Totally.
But I think with a series, like with was it ACOTAR that they said they were going to make into a movie or a show?
They said a show.
Okay.
There were the rumors of like Sarah J. With Margot Robbie and stuff. And like, I don't know what ever came of that. But
I feel like if they do end up doing ACOTAR or Throne of Glass or anything like that, like those should definitely be shows.
Have to be shows.
Because there's just so much.
There's too much that happens and too much that can be left out. And I like the Harry Potter movies, of course.
Yeah.
I love the books more though. And so I think that when I was watching the movies the first time, I did a lot of nitpicking in terms of plots or plot lines that were left out and details that were left out. And sure, it moved on, just fine, and everybody still loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you guys see how much I left out, I think people will look back and be like, "Damn, they really left a lot out." It's 4, 5, 6, and 7. They left. Actually, you know what? No, I lie. 7, Part 1 and 2. They do a great chili.
Yeah, I just got the chill. Look, sorry. Chill. Yeah.
I said, "Oh, chili."
Yeah, I know.
7, Part 1 and 2, that was smart to do.
Right.
That was great. 7
Separate
was perfect.
It.
They didn't leave anything out of 7. You know what I mean? Like, they did a really good job with that. But we need 4, 5, and 6 for sure redone. Just in general.
Agreed.
But yeah, just good stuff, exciting stuff for very our exciting. Harry Potter fans. Now, keeping in that same vein, Hunger Games. Hunger Games movie coming out. I know that we said last week we were going to talk about it. I think we ended up not even discussing the casting, or did we? Talk about Elle Fanning and
No,
and
I don't
Effie.
Know if we did. No, we talked about Elle for like a second because it was announced while we were doing the show.
Right, that's right. So but, we're very excited about Hunger Games, whatever the casting is. And we did have somebody write in asking us to compare Hunger Games characters to Taylor Swift songs, which we will do for our Thursday episode. That's right. Our homework this week. But I am really excited about that movie. That's another one. 2026 is going to be a big year for us all.
So excited for this movie, too. I loved the book. It was really, really, really good.
It's fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, I think the casting director of this show needs a fucking raise. And I think we said that last time, too. But like, you know, we have Jesse Plemons as Plutarch Heavensby.
So good.
I don't know who this guy is. Kelvin Harrison Jr.
I don't know.
He's playing Beatty, and he's hot as hell.
Oh yeah, he's so handsome.
So we're gonna get sexy Beatty.
Sexy Beatty, love
Maya Hawke as Wyrus,
which is so good,
crazy,
so good. She's got a great voice for it, like great like temperament. And remember, Maya Hawke plays what, anxiety, Inside Out too,
which is kind of like perfect, yeah, for sure. Totally. And I'm hoping that maybe they'll make Wyrus like a little bit of like a bigger character because Maya Hawke's like such a big name.
True, and she is kind of. Well,
she's definitely prevalent in the book, but like not.
It's not that big.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like it gives a lot of room. It leaves a lot of room for her to be like involved, and also like she'll have enough time. For those who haven't read the book, this isn't really a spoiler, but young Wyrus is in the book, obviously, and she essentially acts as like Haymitch did for for.
She's another Katniss. Mentor. Yeah.
Yeah, she's another mentor. Yeah. So that's her whole thing.
Lily Taylor is Mags.
So good.
Freaking Ralph Fiennes is President Snow. Ralph Fiennes
being President Snow he's such a good villain.
He's such a good villain, good actor, just in general.
Actor.
It's also just crazy how like every like or like the those main three fan casts.
Yeah.
Elle Fanning, Ralph Fiennes and Kieran Culkin as Caesar Flickerman. Everyone was fan casting them all over Twitter, all over whatever, and they actually pulled it off, which is so crazy.
I think if you're Ralph Fiennes, you're Kieran Culkin, Elle Fanning, whoever, I would be so hyped to get involved in a franchise.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
This. Hunger Games is always good. Songbirds and Snakes was fantastic.
So good, yeah.
They did an excellent job with that movie, and I think people were worried about that movie because of the original magic of the first three or four, whatever it was, Mockingjay Parts 1 and 2. That was another series they did a good job, including mostly everything that happened in the books.
Yes.
For the last one,
at least. Yeah, for sure.
I think
the last one.
Catching Fire, I feel like they had to cut
Catching
a lot
Fire,
for
they
time.
Left out. I have to reread them to like remember,
too,
but
I
Catching Fire, they left out. One of the biggest parts of the first movie slash... in like the first book that they left out that will always fucking annoy me.
Yeah.
Is the whole character of Madge. She's like the
It's weird
mayor's
they never talk about
daughter.
Her. Yeah.
And she's like rich in District 12 consideration. And she's Katniss's like best friend.
Yeah.
And she gives Katniss the Mockingjay pin.
Right.
And in the movie they just have her get it from some like old lady in like the black market.
Right.
And
Which
it like
is
totally
not
erased
how
that
it
whole storyline. Yeah. So I was sad to see that whole part get left out. But yeah, for the most part, I'd say they did a pretty good job.
They might be able to work that storyline in this new one because I feel like there's a similar storyline.
So Maisley
is
Madge's aunt. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. So I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah. So we'll be so able like, to, we'll basically get that storyline in the new because I do feel like the mayor's daughter and friends with and... Because
like
she obviously complains about having the pin at one point, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's perfect. That's great. And then who's playing her? It's McKenna Grace.
Yeah,
sorry.
Who's like an iconic child actor. I feel like she's
in
everything. Yeah,
and she's great. And she will be. I think she's perfect as Maisley.
Agreed.
That's a really good role for her.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. But everything's gonna be great. So we will have next episode. We will match our faves with songs.
Yeah, for sure.
Which will be wonderful. Looking forward to that.
Okay.
I think that's it.
I think that is it.
That's all she wrote.
I think so.
What a bummer about the AMAs being a total fucking flop.
I
not
know.
Only for reputation purposes / clowning purposes, but just
a flop in general.
What a flop. Yeah. What a waste of time.
It's like hard to find a good award show anymore. That's not like the Grammys that go to go like these big names. Like whatever. Like let's bring back fun award shows like MTV.
I feel like the VMAs.
Music.
Yeah. Like they do a pretty good job.
Yeah. But
but
like I feel like the VMAs this year kind of sucked too.
Yeah, I agree.
So. make award shows great again.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's do a better job, you know? Let's figure it out. So yeah, this one was bad, and moving forward, I probably will never tune in again. So
right.
What are you gonna do?
You know, we're just gonna have to hang up our wigs and our noses.
Hang everything up, yeah.
For another date, another time. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. At this point, I'm feeling a little jaded and sad.
I'm feeling dare I say numb.
Yeah, no,
I don't know how to feel.
Right, that's how I feel too. It's just like,
just like, okay, well.
Yeah, here we go. Like, all right, I guess on to the next,
here
I guess.
We go again. The voice is in his head. Call the rain to end our days of wild. And that's us. That's us right now.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone who clowned along with us. Sorry to everyone who clowned along
with us. Yes, sorry.
And, you know, if you want to ride with us forever, you can ride with us forever. But we understand.
And listen, another one bites the dust. May 26, 2025. Put it in the books.
Put it in the books. It's May 26th, and then that like November day.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple years ago, whatever it was.
That was the biggest crazy one too.
The biggest clown days in history. Yeah. Maybe we'll make a list of the biggest clown days in history. Yeah. If you guys can remember other specific clown days, we'd love your thoughts.
Right.
But all right. So as always, feel free to call in and either leave a voicemail or text our number, which is
347-450. 0723 357-450-0723.
And you can go ahead and leave a voicemail there, or like I said, text if you're feeling shy. You can also send us a message on our Taylor Watch Instagram account whenever you want to. And keep your eyes peeled tomorrow, Wednesday, on our stories for rapid fire questions if you weren't able to get your call in on time.
Mm-hmm.
But until Thursday, we will see you guys later.
Love you guys.